Welcome back to Matchland Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. As long as we're talking about the war, sometimes I think the media tells Russia too much. They were telling them yesterday they know exactly where the Russian military is at all times. I really don't think they should say that stuff. But what I really call them also about was I was watching the parade and all the stuff going on in Russia. It looked a lot like what Trump would do, having a parade. And it seems to me the media is scared to say anything against Putin. The people that they're interviewing are like robots. You know, they just say whatever Putin wants them to say. I think they all fear this man. And you know what? If people want to see where we're headed in this country, maybe not quite this far, or where the GOP is headed, watch this Russian stuff. You know, they own the media. It's just, it's kind of spooky watching Putin as compared to what Trump was doing in this country, is what I'm saying. I don't want to get too carried away with different things, but that's just my opinion this morning, Matt. Thanks.
Yeah, you know, Paul, you said a mouthful. It was very, very good. And yeah, I'm going to say two things. One on the press reporting confidential defense information. We hit that in the first hour. I think they should investigate and prosecute whoever divulged that to the press. And secondly, we have got to tighten up the chain of knowledge. In other words, if there's something that sensitive, and that is our communicating the location of the generals in the Russian army and their ships, giving coordinates to the Ukrainians to drone them, that shouldn't be widely known, even people who are supposed to keep it quiet. It should be known to the president, Joe Biden. It should be known to the head of the CIA. It should be known to the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of State, and that's it, period, not their staff. And frankly, not the vice president. Let me tell you something else. She didn't have anything to do with leaking this. But I don't know if you knew this, but in the Second World War, Truman wasn't told about the development of the atomic bomb. So when Roosevelt died in April of 1945, Truman was having a bourbon, believe it or not, in a room off with Sam Rayburn, the Speaker of the House from Texas, a buddy of his, off of the Capitol floor, and a messenger comes, says, "You're wanted at the White House." And they escort him. There's a guard. They escort him. He goes to the White House. Eleanor Roosevelt was there. It's very poignant. She said, "Mr. President, Franklin Roosevelt is dead." And, you know, Truman had to say, "Holy crap." You know, the Second World War wasn't over. Japan was still fighting. And then they take him aside and tell him about the atomic bomb. Should he drop it? I mean, this is a guy having a bourbon with Sam Rayburn in kind of a support job, and suddenly has to make these decisions. But the vice president frequently isn't, and her staff frequently isn't brought in. They should not bring in State Department and Defense Department staff. You bring in a few people with this kind of stuff. So that's number one. Number two, you know, remember the Carl Sandburg line, the great poet, "The fog creeps in on little cat's feet." Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, one paw at a time, creep, creep, creep. So it does. And that is exactly right. The manifestation of it is Red Square and Putin. But it starts by destroying democracy. It starts with Gableman, a fake investigation paid by you. It starts with Voss. It starts with Trump. It starts with Tucker Carlson. It starts with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Josh Hawley. Creep, creep, creep. It starts with throwing people off the voting rolls. No drop boxes, no absentee ballots, even for people who are handicapped and can't physically drop any, you know, go down there. There are no drop boxes, and then no harvesting. So a caregiver can't say, "I'll take your ballot in." That's how it starts. That's how it starts. And then it starts, the cat creeps in on a little cat's feet, like the fog. It also starts with a gerrymandered legislature. So suddenly you have cancer in the water. Suddenly, you have a bill that says the legislature will pick the presidential electors and not the election. The election itself is a beauty contest. Then it starts by taking off the ballot the lieutenant governor, treasurer, secretary of state, and superintendent of public instruction, and saying that the governor will appoint them. And when the governor is the same party as the gerrymandered legislature, the circle is complete. And then you get somebody like a Trump back in, but maybe somebody who's a little less crude, a little smoother, and possibly a little more vicious and violent. And then the foreign policy is to simply suit him and his donors. And they side with Putin. They'll stand by and watch a genocided Ukraine. They'll watch the Russian mafia creep into our country. And that's how the fog creeps in on little cat's feet. Thanks a lot for calling. Great, great call. This kills me, speaking of the fog creeping in on little cat's feet. A headline blew me away. Just saw the headline. It says, January 6th committee moves closer to issuing subpoenas to Republican congressmen. And then the sub headline was, but it occurs to them that they may be out of time. They are not doing anything. If Kevin McCarthy is speaker as a result of a November election, that's the end of that commission and the end of those subpoenas. And they're thinking, well, maybe now we will issue the subpoenas and it'll take some weeks. Then they'll go to court and then appellate court. And where's Merrick Garland? He doesn't need this anyway. And why do they need the Republican? Why do they need the Republican congressman to testify when they're refusing to? And we have transcripts of what they did. Indict. Recommend Trump for criminal prosecution of Merrick Garland now. Recommend Giuliani and Meadows now. Now. Recommend them. And Garland, get off the dime. We're sitting around. We have a passive, lazy bunch of people. This Benny Thompson, you know, okay, he's the chairman of the committee. He goes through the motions. Going to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Well, good morning, Matt. Yeah, you know, I think we're getting very, very close. I mean, we don't have the violence, but we did have violence on our Capitol, and they were ready to do a lot more violence. Right. And they're pushing the gun situation significantly while restricting, well, while taking women's rights away. You know, I think they're like the Republican Taliban. Not only are they fascists, but the new group. You know, Trump wasn't even a Republican. I don't know what the heck he was before he took charge, and everybody's bowing down to him. It's a shocking scene to see, and was. And also, they're utilizing their propaganda right-wing TV or radio stations, and there's some of their evangelical radio stations, you know, to pass the word and to stupefy everybody in our country, and especially in Wisconsin. So, you know, they're on the move, and we got to fight back. And thanks a lot, Matt, for your education and everything you're doing, because we're really lucky to have you. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Gene. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I think that you really are sounding a good warning about the Republican Party. One thing I will say is I separate religion from that. Obviously, we have separation of church and state and freedom of religion, no established religion, and I think that's our core principle. So I don't look on this as a religious issue. There are wonderful people on all sides of all these issues. But I think that fundamentally, your message is absolutely right. And what they are doing is the fascism is continuing. And by that, I don't use that term lightly. I do not use that term lightly. But the ability for you to vote and pick a president is being drastically curtailed, and it will be going forward. Gene, thanks as always a lot for calling in. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.